And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from a Russian missile strike in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro rose to 40 on Monday, with dozens more missing, making it the deadliest civilian incident of Moscow's three-month campaign at firing missiles at cities far from the front. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday the deadly attack on an apartment building shows the need for faster and better coordinated decisions on supplying arms for Ukraine. German Defense Minister Christine Lambrecht resigned on Monday as her government came under rising pressure to let allies send Ukraine German heavy tanks at the start of what looks like a pivotal week for Western plans to further aim for Kyiv. A Russian man who reportedly is a former high-ranking member of the Russian private military contractor Wagner Group has sought asylum in Norway. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The Norwegian Directorate of Immigration has confirmed to the Associated Press that Andrei Medvedev has sought shelter in Norway. Last week, police in Arctic Norway had said a person illegally entering from Russia was believed to be Medvedev. According to the Norwegian news agency NTB, the man has been on the run since he defected from the Wagner Group on July 6. He reportedly has told a Russian human rights group that he's ready to tell everything he knows about the group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say search teams have retrieved the flight data and cockpit voice recorder of a passenger plane that plummeted into a gorge on approach to a new airport in the foothills of the Himalayas. Investigators are looking for the cause of Nepal's deadliest plane crash in 30 years with 69 killed. This is VOA News. Britain's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda is heading to the Court of Appeal. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The High Court in London ruled on Monday that a group of asylum seekers could appeal after it said the scheme was lawful last month.
Refugees are welcome here.
The government policy has been denounced by rights groups. It would involve Britain sending tens of thousands of migrants who arrive on its shores more than 4,000 miles away. The first planned deportation flight to Rwanda was blocked in June last year by a last-minute European Court of Human Rights ruling. It imposed an injunction preventing any deportations until the conclusion of legal action in the UK.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Monday is a United States federal holiday, with the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. being remembered with a mix of tributes and community service around the country. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
National Action Network event in Washington, MLK's son Martin Luther King III says America has a long way to go on achieving his father's dream.
Dad wanted to eradicate what he called were the triple evils of poverty, racism, and violence.
He says the ability is there, but not the will. President Biden vowing to continue the fight.
We have to get the votes in Congress for the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom to Vote Act.
That legislation languishing in Congress for 2 years.
Must be guided by Dr. King's light.
I'm Julie Walker.
Italian police on Monday caught one of the most notorious bosses of the Sicilian mafia, Matteo Messina Denaro, a ruthless operator who had been on the run for 30 years. The 60-year-old was arrested after visiting a health clinic in the Sicilian capital Palermo, where he was being treated, and surrendered without putting up a fight, officials said. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni flew to Palermo to congratulate officials in person for what she said was a major blow for organized crime. Teachers, retirees, and workers' unions marched in at least six Venezuelan cities on Monday to demand better salaries as the government of President Nicolas Maduro faces renewed challenges in its attempt to fight inflation. Venezuela's inflation is estimated to have reached 305% last year, according to a non-governmental group of economists who calculate indicators in the absence of official data. The government has not adjusted the salaries of public sector employees since March last year, part of efforts to reduce spending and increase taxes, which allowed Venezuela to emerge from hyperinflation. I'm Joe Ramsey.